WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Besides building quality home weather stations, Davis Instruments puts out a great newsletter about once a month. The October issue included a great piece about air, so I thought I'd grab it for this episode of WeatherBrains 101. Have you ever stopped to consider how difficult it must have been for early scientific thinkers to deal with the idea that air, that nothingness in which we all swim, has not only weight but pressure? Until they had an understanding of these concepts, everything from pumps to weather was an even greater mystery. Aristotle proved that air had body by looking carefully at something we innately understand as children, that you have to let the air out of a bottle or it will not fill with water. But how much body? Did the air have weight? Aristotle tried weighing a leather bag full of air and then again uninflated, which led him to the conclusion that air was weightless. And that's about where it stood for centuries. But then in the 17th century, Galileo began to consider the difficulty pump makers had in raising water over a hill. They found that the limit to which any suction pump seemed to work was about 10 meters. Galileo believed in the radical idea of a vacuum. A vacuum. Can you imagine how difficult this concept would have been to these great thinkers? Needless to say, even the existence of a vacuum was not a popular idea. He believed that the water rose by the attractive force of the vacuum above it, and that force had a limit, which was met at 10 meters worth of water. But it was his assistant, an Italian mathematician named Evangelista Torricelli, who suggested that air had actual weight, that it had weight all the way up into the atmosphere, and that weight exerted pressure. He created a sustained vacuum by turning a long glass tube filled with mercury, which is much heavier than water, upside down into a small basin. Some of the mercury in the tube did not escape, stopping at a consistent level, like water, only 14 times lower than water, creating a vacuum above the column of mercury. What was stopping the mercury at the consistent height? Torricelli's genius idea was that it was not the power of the vacuum pulling the column of mercury up, but the weight of the air on the mercury in the basin pushing it up. He then noticed the mercury rising and falling within the tube, and took what his mentor, Galileo, stated, that no heavy body ascended without another equally heavy body descending, to suggest that the mercury rising and falling in a vacuum tube was due to air's secret and invisible pressure. In experimenting with the weight of air, Torricelli proved that air has not only weight, but also pressure, while also inventing the first mercury barometer. What surprised Torricelli the most was that perceived heaviness or lightness of air did not really affect the barometric pressure. Rather, to his shock, heat and cold did. What did not surprise Torricelli was that the higher we go, the lower the pressure of the air around us. Torricelli also gave the first scientific definition of wind. Winds are produced by differences of air temperature, and hence density, between two regions of the Earth. So let's raise a glass of good Italian wine in honor of the genius of Evangelista Torricelli, who used his powers of observation to see the weight of invisible air. And special thanks to Davis Instruments for a great description of the early understanding of air.